Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. When I was in Cherokee for 3 weeks just a week ago, I spent a lot of time at the local coffee shop working. Just as everyone else got up and went off to work, so did I. My office just happened to be the Tribal Grounds coffee shop, and in my spontaneous and unscheduled working world, I get to say when, where, and how long I'll work. It's all a big old fat choice. I get to say how far the rabbit hole goes. Since the internet never closes, I never really do get a day off except for camping or hunting trips when I absolutely cannot get online. And you may know me by now that if I can get online while camping, then I'm getting online. I still somehow manage to return emails on the BlackBerry and return crisis phone calls even if I'm standing with my head tilted a certain way, trying to get that signal from the nearest tower in a gas station parking lot or a fishing dock. One day out of pocket for me can mean 3 days of catching up on emails and phone calls, and then we all end up behind. I'm too North Node Virgo, that would be type A for that. But then again, since I'm a Gemini and I enjoy flying by the seat of my pants, I have permanent attached butterfly wings, so it works for me, and I love it. As crazy as it might seem, it's perfectly normal for me. Since the internet never closes, I always have to be aware of time zones because my Sunday is always somebody else's Monday. I'm grateful that I have understanding friends and family, so when I disappear for a brief period of time, they know I'll be back like Quicksilver and in a flash. When in Cherokee, I always stay at my Aunt Jackie's house, who is my mom's sister, who also feels more like a sister to me than an aunt. Each morning before I went off to the coffee shop, I would go over to my sister Onawake's house and have an hour of bonding time with her before she left for work. Then I would walk across the street and say good morning to my mom and dad. Then I would drive up the street and stop at my Uncle George's house, who is my mom's brother, and chat with him. And then off to the office, the coffee shop, I would go. Since I am a Cancer rising, which means home and family, you can see that my family still comes first. This wonderfully huge Wi-Fi coffee shop sits right on the Oconaluftee River, so I could walk out on the deck, smell the mountain air in between answering emails, and chat on the BlackBerry with clients. Now this brings me to my point. What if I started to plow and then stopped short or halfway simply because I was too busy, I was too scared, I was too lazy, or all three? There's a scripture for that, you know. Or because getting online in the mountains was just too much of a challenge. What if I pulled any excuse why I couldn't be online for 3 weeks? What if I just ignored my websites while I was gone? What if I didn't give my websites my all? Which of course does happen from time to time. Hey, I'm me, it happens. But what if I wanted all of this fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants freedom, but I didn't want to do the work that it takes to get me there? And quite honestly, folks, it's not work because I love it. Granted, folks, there's a price to pay for this freedom, but it's worth it to me. So I do it. I chat with people from all over the world on a daily basis who want so much. They want so much out of their life, but they don't want to do the work. The excuse is typically fear. And my response is, phooey, you have already failed simply by not doing anything. Use another excuse, but don't use that excuse on me or yourself. You sound pretty brave to me standing in all that fear. Not to mention, I know you aren't talking to God when you're standing in fear. You're talking to the other guy. The way I see it, I was given the gift of gab by God to talk through any means I can find available to me. And that happens to come through this website, through my other website, DrStanley.com. It comes through email, the phone, my BlackBerry, my book, my health consults, the intuitive readings, the TYS e-course. What am I going to say? Oh, no, thank you, God. You can have that gift back because I choose fear and laziness. It's just too dang hard. Huh. Have you ever given a gift to someone out of love that you thought was wonderful and they gave it back to you, or worse yet, they were ungrateful? How did that make you feel? Now, can you imagine if Jesus said, you know what, Father, I don't want to do this. It's just too dang hard. Find someone else. I quit. Instead, he said, I have finished the work that you have given me to do. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again. Dainada, Goyon. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.